Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Welcome to Thrive Radio. This is Amy Montgomery. Thank you for listening to this episode. We are going to talk about health, something that is very important to me, that I'm very passionate about, and really, I want to share this with you because I know that so many people struggle with their health, with staying in shape. And if you know my story, you know that I was in a tragic car accident, that I had some disabilities that I had to overcome. And in that process, entered a challenge, a fitness challenge, a bodybuilding challenge. And I beat 54 million people. And I was in the top 10%. I, in 2 months, went from a size 12, 13 to a 4. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle. I went through the whole process of going and getting my photos done, doing the tanning thing, and really proud of what I accomplished. But guys, I did not get there overnight. And there were some things that I did that didn't necessarily work. When I started out, I didn't have any muscle in my arm because I have 2 plates and 15 pins and screws in it. In fact, at the time, the doctor said I would never use it again, that it would be stuck in the bent position. Today, my hand, my whole arm is straight and it works perfectly fine. And I was able to gain strength back in it. Part of the reason why I just started to go into this fitness program was during the car accident, car keys went through my right knee. And basically, they said I was going to have more surgery. Now, I'd already gone through 3 surgeries. I really didn't want to go into another surgery. And actually, I had died after the 3rd surgery and came back. So after that, it really shook me up. I just didn't want to do it again. So guys, I basically asked the doctor, if I get buff, can I avoid surgery? Yeah, he said, yeah, you can get buff and totally just avoid the surgery. Now, the reason why I had asked him that was because I was raised in a family that had parents that were very fit. My dad to this day still climbs a mountain every weekend, and he's 70 years old. And that mountain, in fact, takes most people an entire day, and he does it in a few hours. And I've run up that mountain with him a couple of times as well. And so my family's always been very fit, marathon runners, that sort of thing. I knew that obviously running was not going to be something that I could do. In fact, for 8 years, I could not walk without passing out from the pain. And at times I would pass out and I would spend a week on the floor. When I went through this program and transformed myself, guys, my back was in that state. And I was in massive pain. I had a piece of elastic around my hips holding me together because my ligaments were so stretched out that my muscles would try then to hold my back into place. And then they would tire out. My disc would bulge. I was all twisted up. So here's the thing. If you have an excuse out there that you can't work out because your knees, you're this, you're that, I have an excuse that could overpower your excuse, I think. Part of me wanting to share my story is for those of you that struggle with excuses, that I can wipe those out for you and by showing you that you can overcome. It took me 8 years before my back was healed, and I walked around with orthotics and I limped, heavily limped everywhere, guys. Like, we're talking rocking back and forth, rocking back and forth, people staring. It was, you know, a traumatic time in my life, but I fought for my health. And so I want to talk to you about some of the things that I learned that worked, some of the things that didn't. The program that I went through was with Bill Phillips, his Body for Life program. I read his book. I highly recommend it. I have posted it on my website if you are interested in getting a copy. He also has an amazing book called Eating for Life. I absolutely love that book. And really, what I learned from him, well, initially I went through the program, I completely failed, guys. I completely failed because they tell you that you can eat clean all week long and then you have a cheat day. You have one day where you can eat anything. Well, I didn't realize that the psychology behind it was that you eat clean all day, you go and eat junk food, have this free day, and the free day, you get sick from the food and you decide that you don't want it. Well, I would go to McDonald's or I would go, you know, just eat whatever that was good to me, and I would completely reverse everything that I had done. Now, I was gaining muscle, but I wasn't losing weight. And I was very frustrated doing a lot of cardio and that sort of thing. One day, and so I failed in that the end of that program, and I could have quit at that point. I could have said, this doesn't work. This is not working for me. And let me tell you guys, I had worked so hard that when I went and I measured my fat and stuff, I have the calipers that actually like measure your fat and all that rather than just getting it on the scale. I was traumatized. I was like, why am I not getting in shape? And it was really, I mean, I hit rock bottom and I was so discouraged because I'd worked so hard for 3 months and nothing except for some weight gain, some muscle gain. So I was listening to somebody, actually a trainer on television, and he's like, the number one thing that people do when they're trying to lose weight is they do high intensity cardio. But if you walk slow for a long time and keep your heart in the fat burn zone, you will lose fat. So I didn't believe him, but I had the time. At the time I was not working. I actually had just gotten laid off from my job, and I was able to, for a season, just make working out my job. And what I started to do was walk for a long time. Well, what's a long time? I didn't know. So I started out with 2 hours and then eventually went to 4 hours. And I would just walk on the treadmill. I'd listen to something on TV. I'd have the elastic around my hips. And sometimes I would be holding myself up on the railings on the treadmill. And I would watch TV and walk. Within 2 months, I went from a size 12, 13 to a 4 and had gained 10 pounds of muscle from walking and lifting weights. And so I actually finished that particular challenge, and that's when I had beat 54 million people, top 10%, and succeeded. Went and got the professional photos done and all of that. So that was my success. But after that, I had to go back to work, guys. I had to go back to work, and I didn't have time to walk 4 hours a day. So I had to learn new ways to continue to keep my health, you know, in check. And so I did have to do the high intensity cardio, because you can still burn calories that way. You just have to realize it's going to burn some of your muscle, and you just have to do a lot of cardio as well. So, you know, you have to do at least an hour, if not more. So I basically was able to keep myself in that shape for 13 years. It really works. It really works, guys. And once you know what works, then you're empowered. You don't need the Glide and Stride. You don't need that next thing that they're going to show on the infomercial to lose weight. There's just a few things that I'm going to share with you again that have worked for me. I'm not a certified anything. I'm not a certified, you know, coach or licensed anything. So this is just my personal experience of walking through this program. And I'm referring you to Bill Phillips if you want to learn about his program. But these are just some things that I personally have worked for me. So one thing I noticed is that if I ate more bread, if I ate bread, I would not lose as much weight, or I would gain weight. And what I found is anything in a package, basically, any bread or processed foods was, A, would make me feel horrible, B, would keep me from allowing me to lose weight, and it just wasn't healthy. And I didn't realize how unhealthy they were. I was even eating Ezekiel bread at one time, which is very healthy for you and very good kind of bread, and I even found that too much of that was not good. So if you do eat bread, you want the kind of bread that if you go out in the backyard and you plant it in the ground, that it'll actually grow. So to this day, actually this week, actually, I bought some bread for the first time since I could possibly remember. Honestly, I don't even remember the last time I bought some bread probably back then. And I didn't even know where the bread aisle was, guys. That's how I've been able to just, you know, strip the need for any of that kind of stuff out of my life. I eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of protein, healthy proteins, lean proteins. I wanted to go on a cruise ship, and there's like this big conference going on, and they were having this cruise in the Caribbean. I really wanted to go. And so I signed up and decided I was going to take myself on a little vacation and go have some fun with my girlfriends. But at the time I was like, oh, I need to lose at least, I don't know, 5-10 pounds before I'm going to be in a bathing suit. And so I decided just to go on a high protein diet for 1 week, just 1 week. And, you know, I was already working out and taking care of my health, but I just couldn't get rid of those last few pounds. So I did a high protein diet, basically just ate protein, got rid of, you know, all fruit. I didn't eat any fruit or anything like that either. I would eat some vegetables, and just for a week, just did this. And I basically got down to a smaller weight than I was in high school. And I was really thin in high school. And I got down to about 119 pounds. I think I was size 4 or almost like a size 3. So that, and I was blown away because I was able to do that in a week. But the one thing that I realized, there's two things that I learned from doing that. One is I felt fabulous on eating protein. Two, I was amazed at how quickly you can lose weight with the higher protein diet. And the other thing was that I realized how much any type of carb would really affect me in a negative way, would really make me tired. And now, to this day, if I eat too many carbs, I don't have energy. I'm not as happy. It just really slows me down in life. So I really try to stay away from breads and all of that kind of stuff, the pastas and stuff. Every once in a while, I'll do a little bit of a cheat because, you know, we've got to live life, right? But I don't make it a practice, if you will. So I also learned that during that time that water intake, the less carbs you actually eat, the more you want to drink water. The other thing is to not drink your calories. So if you're out there and you're drinking all kinds of different things that have calories in it, then you're actually eliminating the amount of food that you can eat if you're trying to watch your calories. And so I eliminated absolutely everything out of my diet that pertained to that. I will say this. I understood that I had certain vices that I needed to keep in my diet on a regular basis so that I can be consistent. And I think that a lot of times we'll start to do some sort of program and it's not realistic for us. We haven't retrained our taste buds because your taste buds do get retrained when you start to eat a little bit healthier and things begin to actually taste a lot better than you even thought after a while. But you have to go through that process. And if you don't have certain things that you keep in your diet that and in a limited amount, actually, then that are good, that you really enjoy, and you just go cold turkey, I'll be honest with you, you probably feel deprived and you're going to just quit. So if you're out there and you're like, you know, oh my gosh, bread, I can't give up bread, you know, try switching to something that's a little bit healthier, like Ezekiel bread, and have it as toast and that sort of thing. Just start to switch some of the things out in your diet that are healthier and kind of begin to retrain your taste buds. And also really take note of how you feel when you begin to eat healthier. One amazing thing about when you begin to transform yourself and when your body is transformed is that all the other areas of your life begin to be transformed as well. It just begins to affect every other area. And you realize how much control you have of your physical health and of your environment and of your life. And so it's pretty empowering and it really feels wonderful. So if you're out there and you're like, wow, I'm just really struggling with this weight thing, I highly recommend that You do a couple of things. One, challenge yourself to take bread out of your diet, bread products, anything that comes in a package, remove it. Don't buy it. Don't put it in your house. There's no such thing as having self-control in the area of not eating junk. Everybody loves junk. So if it's there, you're going to eat it, right? If I go and buy a bag of cookies, I'm going to eat the whole bag. That's just the reality. I know that. So I don't keep those things in my home. The other wonderful thing is that I noticed that when I do this high protein, low carb diet, I was actually able to lower my cholesterol, and which is remarkable because I was born into a family that has high cholesterol no matter what. And, you know, I have cousins that are on all kinds of cholesterol medication, and because their cholesterol was at the 500, 700, 600s. And that medication has some really bad side effects. And so my doctor said, when you turn 40, you're going to have to get on medication if you don't get your cholesterol down. So that's another reason why I need to be healthy. So for me, I have to continue to keep myself in shape, or it still applies that I would have to go out and have surgery if I do not keep myself strong. The other thing is, you know, for the cholesterol. And then, you know, there's other types of things that have been here that are in my family line and stuff that if I don't take care of my health, that I would probably get. So I really try to stick with this, and I found it to be pretty foolproof. Oh, and this is what I was going to say earlier. I lost train of thought a little bit, was keeping those things in your diet initially that at a minimum that will allow you not to cheat or feel deprived. So the two things that I did was I kept coffee in my diet and low fat ice cream. Now, I didn't eat a ton of ice cream and I didn't eat a ton of coffee. Literally would have maybe at the most a cup of coffee, like a measured cup of coffee or maybe half a cup. And I would measure if I put cream in it, I would measure it, that sort of thing. And then I would have low fat ice cream. And I needed these two things, and I would measure that as well. And I would kind of figure out my calories for the day just so that I could have that small treat at the end of the day. And that allowed me to not go and just eat junk food and that sort of thing. So if you need that, allow yourself for that. Now, I've got to the point now where I don't eat dairy. I haven't completely erased it from my diet, but for the majority, I don't eat dairy because I found it doesn't make me feel good. So I've eliminated that. And I still have coffee in my diet. I drink maybe a half a cup a day. I try to keep it low. And then I'm starting to kind of test different types of creamers, from coconut milk, half and half, to, you know, all the other types of things you can do, but that are non-dairy. Haven't found something that I really like yet, but, you know, I may just give up coffee altogether. So that's the other thing about eating healthy, is you don't necessarily need coffee to wake you up. I wake up when I'm eating healthy, I wake up and I just jump out of bed, as compared to being very tired. So it's pretty amazing when you begin to pack your life full of nutrients, what it does for you. I started to do some juicing. There's a store down the street that actually sells some of the juices and stuff. The green juices, I find I feel great when I will drink those and put those in my diet. And then I will make my own smoothies and stuff with spinach and grapefruit and coconut water and different things like that, that really make me feel amazing. So it's really a process of retraining your taste buds, going towards what makes you feel better and have more energy, and learning that there's different ways that you can get in shape. So if you're somebody that's like, you know what, I'm too heavy to really go and do high intensity cardio, and maybe that's a little bit too much for you. Maybe you've not worked out and you don't want to go to a gym. You don't want to go, you know, because I understand that. I understand going into a gym and feeling embarrassed, because I would go into a gym and I would think, oh, all these people are probably looking at me and thinking, why is she even here? You know, and I didn't like lifting weights because at a gym, because generally I was the only woman that was lifting weights, and all the guys would get all competitive and all this kind of stuff. And I just didn't know how to deal with that when I was just wanting to focus on my own thing. And really just what I remember one time, I just felt like, oh, maybe I should be lifting heavier weights like all the guys. And oh, I totally hurt myself. I tried at one point to get a trainer and he had me like bench pressing 250 pounds. Okay. So that's like twice my weight, literally twice my weight. And man, I couldn't walk for like a week. So, you know, I just decided I know how to transform myself. I know how to get in shape. I don't need a trainer. I can do this on my own. So I have a weight bench in my home with my weights that I lift weights in my home. If I'm going to go do the treadmill, I'll go to the treadmill or do cardio, or I'll go outside if it's not too hot, because in Texas it gets pretty hot. And you kind of have to get a little, I have to get a little bit more creative here than I did in Washington State. There's a little bit less to do here as far as, it's a little bit harder, I think, to do stuff just because it gets so hot. Even if you go like 4 a.m., it can be pretty hot still outside. So there's just ways you have to work around that. But I just want to mention that if you feel like you can't go to the gym because you're just going to feel like you don't belong there, I totally understand. You just have to do things that you can do away from the gym. Go for a walk. Walk for a long time. Go walk slow. The good news is the heavier you are, the more calories you're going to burn because you're lifting heavier weight. So I could go for a half an hour. You can go for a half an hour. And if you're heavier than me, guess what? You get better results quicker. So just do what you can do. Just start walking. You don't have to go out and just, you know, do the high intensity, get on the elliptical machine and just try to be this health nut that you don't even know, you know, don't even know what that's like. You know, you just break yourself in and just do little things. Just go for a walk. Just start walking. Just get up in the morning early. And I really enjoy to do this. I'm not a morning person, by the way, but I like to get up in the morning and I like to go for a walk. And it allows me to wake up. I feel like nature's waking up at the same time that I'm waking up, and it's just a really wonderful thing. I prefer to do high intensity cardio later in the day. Now, I know a lot of people will be like, oh, Amy, you should be getting up and you should be doing the high intensity in the morning and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, well, I just know my body. I know how I work. And the best thing for me is to do it later in the day. And so you just have to find out what works for you and what is reasonable for you. Take baby steps and don't just try to force yourself to just be this extreme healthy person overnight and, you know, kind of wean yourself off of things and take steps towards it. And once you actually start to go through and get rid of the excuses of why you can't work out, why you can't eat a healthy and all of that, and you really decide that you can be a healthy person and you can really do this and it's feasible for you, then you're going to have major breakthrough, because you're going to know that if you do X, Y, and Z, it will work. And you're not going to be disappointed. You're not going to disappoint yourself. And I think that's really what holds a lot of people back. They think, this is not going to work. I'm going to put all this work into it, all this effort into it, and I'm going to completely fail. So that's really why I wanted to tell you some of the things that have worked for me. And if you just move towards this, taking the bread out of your diet, changing what you drink from the soda pops and the juices, and drink water. I like to put fruit in my water because it allows me to, it's just tastes better. Or I'll put essential oils in my water, tastes better. And it'll just allows you to be able to drink more water and it doesn't feel like you're drinking water. And just move towards health and just take those steps towards health. It doesn't take massive effort. It just takes continual doing things a little bit at a time, just making small efforts, and they actually build up over time. And that's one thing I even learned about, even through physical therapy, was the amazing thing was I could do a little bit of work in therapy, physical therapy, when I was recovering. And if I was consistent, then it would completely transform my arm and that sort of thing. And so it's the same thing in like lifting weights. And I want to say this to the women. If you feel like, oh, I don't want to lift weights because I don't want to look like a man. The reality is you won't look like a man if you don't take steroids. if you tend to be somebody that gains muscle quickly, if you just leave a little bit of fat on your body, you won't look like a guy. You still have that soft look to your body. So you just want to keep some meat on you. So the reality is that if you lose weight and say you're a little bit heavy and you're the shape of a pear and you lose weight, you're still going to look like the shape of a pear unless you lift weights. Weights is what really, and building that muscle is really what begins to transform your body. And so don't feel like you shouldn't lift weights. So I hope that this kind of helps you. If you want my full story of some of the story of my car accident and everything I went through, I'll put a YouTube video on my page where this podcast is posted that you can watch that. I also wrote a book on the topic. If you know anybody that has really believed for a long time to be healed, maybe that they are struggling in some way and really desire to be healed in their life, I wrote a book about my experience of recovery and how I believed. And guys, my closest friends around me, they did not believe that I was going to be healed. They would tell me it was impossible. And so if you're in that situation, nobody else is believing that you could ever be restored. I am an example of somebody that has been restored, and it is completely possible. So if you need those resources, I will put those links below this podcast on my website. And thank you for listening. And I'm going to continue to bring you more tips on things that you can do to really help transform yourself and physically and in other ways as well, of course. But I really felt that this was important because when you can get a control of your health, it will really launch you into a whole nother dynamic, a whole nother level of success in your life. And you'll feel amazing. You have just so much more energy and feel so much more in control of your life in general. And I don't care what genes you were born with, even if you were born into a family that tends to be heavier, you still have full control over your body and how you want it to be. And the point is not to reach perfection, but the point is to be the best you. So I hope that this podcast blesses you today. I hope that you guys have a wonderful week. And thank you again for listening in. I love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye, everybody.